Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Leilui Nishmas El Yochayim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren ben Moshe, Leilui Nishmas Gitel Bas Rav Eliezer Manoach. We've spent quite a bit of time discussing various aspects of the concept of bitochen, of putting one's trust in Hashem. And every once in a while, it's good to reinforce how important that particular midah of bitochen truly is. And I found a comment in the Shar HaSimcha, in the Orchus Tzadikim, that really says, it gives a very powerful message in terms of the importance and the benefit of bitochen in more than just getting the things that we want. And he says as follows, Misha mami belekim b'leib sholim, one who believes in Hashem with the fullness of his heart, ubeitech bo bebitochen chozok, and trusts in him with a strong bitochen, yovi oisoi habitochen, that bitochen that he has will bring him, shelo yefachet me'odo midovaro, he won't be afraid of anything bad happening from a person. And he lo yavod lo odom zulo so lestratzos elo, he's not going to service anybody just to find favor in his eyes. Not going to hope to a person. He's not going to agree with anyone in something which is against the appropriate service of Hashem. Won't be afraid of anybody. He's going to be able to reprimand people and not to be worried. If someone will embarrass him, he won't be embarrassed. He'll be careful never to say any sheker. And then he continues and concludes and says, this is what the Novi says, V'Hashem Elikim Yazorli, Hashem, my God will help me, al kein lo nichlamti. Because of that trust that I have in him, I won't be embarrassed. Al kein samti fonei kachalomish, put my face as a stone, the eida ki lo evash, and I'll know that I won't be embarrassed. And it seems to say something here that is very interesting. It says a person who has belief in Hashem with his full heart and trusts him with a strong bitochen, that bitochen will bring him to all these things. He won't be afraid of people. He won't get involved in doing anything which is against Avodas Hashem. He won't hope to people to help him, and so forth and so on. And what's very interesting is, it seems that emunah alone cannot accomplish this. The fact that I believe in Hashem, b'lev sholem, which means I know Hashem is the creator, I know that he's in control, I know that he's all-powerful, I know that he's loving, I know that he's caring, I know all of his goodness and his mercy, his rachamim, his chesed, his patience, I know everything. But I don't have that bitochen, by which later in the posuk he describes as Hashem Elokim Yazuli. I know Hashem will help me. I'm missing something. As he says, if he has bitochen chozok, it's mashma, even if he has a little bit, I don't have strong bitochen, then it's only that bitochen which is going to bring me to all of these things. And when I lack that bitochen chozok, I will not be able, with all of my emunah, to be able to stand up against opposition and against temptation to go against the Avodas Hashem and against Sheker and against so forth and so on. All of these things, it seems that without bitochen, a person is not secure even in his service of Hashem. I believe in him. B'leib sholem. I know all about it. I know everything. But I find I can't be sure it's going to deliver to me. Why? Well, I don't know. Maybe I don't deserve it. That diminishes the power of that emunah to the extent that I cannot necessarily remain firm in all of these things, because it's the bitochin rather than the emunah which really gives me the strength not to be afraid of anyone and not to compromise my religious values and principles and so forth and so on. Because if I don't have that sense that I'm trusting Hashem, then when it comes to the knowledge, I can get nervous. I know. But if I don't deserve, then maybe who knows what's going to happen. But the person has that confidence in Hashem that it's going to deliver for me and it isn't dependent upon whether I deserve or not. and that gives him a different sense of ability to stand up. So bitochen is not only a means to achieve the things that we want in life, and not only a direct ability to connect and become closer and closer to Hashem, but it also maintains our commitment to mitzvahs. It enhances our emuna to a point that without which we might not be secure in all of these areas of our service of Hashem, because even though we have that emuna, we lack in that bitochen. And agav, the Orchis Tzadikim seems clearly to define the bitochen based on the posuk in Yeshaya that says, Hashem Elokim yazor li. Hashem will help me. Alkei loy nichlamti there. I'm not going to be embarrassed. And that bitochen, meaning that Hashem will help me. I trust Hashem is going to help me. And the Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Machne Yisrael, a sefer that was actually written for soldiers that were going out in the army, and he was giving them chizuk. And he speaks there in Perek Lamed Tes about the greatness and the importance of bitochen. Specifically, he's talking there about when they go out to milchoma, when they go out to war, but he tells them that it applies to everything else as well. And he says, when a person is derish alikim b'chol avovoy b'chol nafshay, b'chol libay b'chol nafshay, when he searches out, tries to connect to Hashem with the entirety of his being, he finds him. Korav Hashem l'chol kirov l'chol asher yikra'uhu be'emes. Says, to those that call out to Hashem in truth, Hashem is close to them. They will achieve that closeness with him. And he goes on and explains how this connection to Hashem, and specifically the bitochen that Hashem is going to help me, is what brings about the results, the desired results. He says later on, he quotes the Gemara in Menoches that says, Kol ha'toyla b'tchilu b'kodesh baruch hu, harei hu loy machase b'vase b'olam habo. He says, one who puts his bitochen in Hashem, Hashem becomes like this protective cover. Hashem is the source of his protection in this world and the next. Because it says, bitchu b'Hashem adeyad, ki b'ko Hashem tzur elomim. And he goes on and on explaining the power of bitochen and the essence of bitochen being this sense of trusting that Hashem will deliver. And he even continues and says, if the soldiers feel less than worthy, it says, he brings the posuk, Lo b'gvuras hasus yechpots, lo b'shoki yish yirtze, roitz Hashem es yireyov, es hamayachalim lachastoy. It says, there's yireyov, there's those who fear Hashem, and there are those that await his chesed. He says, even if they're not on the level of Yirei Hashem and doing his mitzvahs appropriately, the Hashem still looks upon them favorably to save them if, in fact, they put their trust in him, if they are constantly waiting for him to help them. The awaiting, the trust, the hope, the anticipation that Hashem is going to help, that is a schus that brings about the response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he has that Rachmonis on us, and he does with us that chesed, and he points out that we do not even have to be worthy. He even brings the posuk, Rabbi Machoivim the Rosho, Babatech Bashem Chesed Sevevenu. Even a Rosho who puts his bitochen in Hashem will receive chesed. But then he says something critical. Responding, I don't know if that's what he's responding to, but serving as a response to a very vexing problem that we have. Some people look at bitochen as all or nothing. If I can't have the 100%, then I have nothing. And that creates such pressure and such disappointment, because who has 100%? Who can respond like that differently from that individual in the story from Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, where this person says he needs 10,000 ruble, whatever it was, and Rabbi Yisrael says, buy a lottery ticket and have 100% bitochen. He buys a lottery ticket, has 100% bitochen, 1 week, the next week, the next week, the next week. Same ticket you use again and again, and he still doesn't win. And he goes back to Rabbi Yisrael with a taina. He says, you told me if I have 100% bitochen that I'll get the $10,000, then I'm going to get it. He says, yes, do you have that 100% bitochen? Yes, I do, but nothing's happening. He says, you sure you have that 100% bitochen? He says, yeah. Will you give me the ticket for 5,000 ruble? He says, yes. He says, you see, who are you fooling? You don't have that bitochen. Because if you did, you would not have sold the ticket for anything less. So we worry about that. You know, we don't have 100%. If we don't have 100%, it's not going to work. And the Chofetz Chaim tells us that is not so. And I quote, and he says these words, which are very, very clear and very, very strong. He says, Ulefi godel habitochoin, kein hu godel ha-hatzlocha. To the degree of the strength or of the greatness of the measurement of bitochen, it's to that degree the measurement of hatzlocha. Bitochen is not an absolute all or nothing system. Even if I don't achieve the ultimate, even if I might consider selling the lottery ticket for half price, but to the degree, to whatever level of bitochen I've achieved, it's to that degree that there will be hatzlocha. So every effort that brings even the slightest results and elevation in the midas habitochoin is bringing results. Lefi goydel habitochoin, kach hi goydel hahatzlocha. It's bringing a commensurate success in the inyan that I am trusting Hashem and hoping to achieve. And this is very, very critical. Because some people say, you know, what are you telling people? Bitochen, they have bitochen, and what if it doesn't work? And then they get upset, and then they get disillusioned, and then you have to tell them that, well, you didn't have 100%, and then they think I did, or then they'll say, nobody has 100%, and maybe leave them alone altogether. But on the other hand, you're depriving them of a means of achieving so much. And the Chofetz Chaim tells us clearly, Lefi Goydel Habitochen, Kein Hu Goydel Hatzlocha. It is a parallel to the degree that I manage to muster Bitochen. I'm now at a 3 in Bitochen. Then I'm going to be a 3 in Yeshua. I will have accomplished significant amounts commensurate with the significance of my bitochen. I will have accomplished amounts that I will be able to achieve that which I strive and that which I wish and that which I try to achieve. So we see from the Chofetz Chaim, we see actually from the Orchos Tzadikim as well, that the inyan of bitochen is very clearly this sense that it's going to happen. I'm trusting Hashem that even though I may not be worthy, I am trusting Hashem to take care of me and to make sure that it happens. And it works, not if I achieve the ultimate, then I get what I want, but to the degree that I improve and grow and achieve in the midas habitochen is to that degree that I affect the outcome on a parallel type of a basis, which is very encouraging and very practical, especially for those of us who find it difficult to believe that we can achieve that highest, ultimate, absolute level of bitochen in Hashem.